both of these seem quite reasonable requests. I mean, you would think that if you can't do that, then clearly his interpretation of mathematics is wrong. And what happened in the 1930s was that a mathematician named Kurt Gödel, Austrian mathematician in the United States at the Institute for Advanced Study, and a British mathematician named Alan Turing proved that those two problems could not be proven. They proved that you could not prove the consistency and completeness of mathematics. You could not prove that there was an effect. In fact, Turing showed that there could not be an effective decision procedure for mathematics. They proved the negatives of what Hilbert wanted them to prove. And in the next lecture, we're going to talk about why that is, why those two proofs are very important. But for now, we need to look at one more interpretation of mathematics in the early 20th century, a rival of Hilbert's formalism and Frege and Russell's logicism, and that is an interpretation of mathematical truth known as intuitionism. Intuitionism is the product of a Dutch mathematician named Leighton Brouwer. Brouwer was a bit of a maverick, a genius, not in the eccentric sense, but a maverick in that his view of mathematics challenges not just his peers' interpretations of mathematics, but it challenges 2,400 years that we know of Western intellectual history. Brouwer's theory of mathematics is that mathematics is an example of the mind imposing order on experience. We do not learn mathematics from experience. The mind imposes mathematical structures on experience. So for Brouwer, as for Hilbert, there is no necessary connection between mathematics and reality. That's up front. Don't automatically expect that mathematical truth will translate into physical truth. That's an empirical connection which you have to establish empirically. According to Brouwer, mathematical reasoning is fundamentally intuitive. We intuit what kinds of relationships, especially what kinds of mathematical relationships, will be useful and interesting, and then we explore them logically. The main difference between Brouwer and Hilbert is that Brouwer argued that the law of contradiction is not a valid logical law, that it's merely an empirical law, that it is wrong to believe that the statement, it is false that A is false, means that A is true. A double negative does not mean a positive. Because to say that it is false may mean that it's only partially true. Maybe a little bit of it that's true. Not that it is true, simply. This goes back to Aristotle and the Greek tradition before Aristotle that he inherited, which makes what's called the law of the excluded middle, which means that A is either true or false. That's it. Those are your options, true or false. So A or not A. That's a fundamental law of logic. Brouwer says wrong. Now, that may sound like a terribly ridiculous and esoteric abstraction, but it means that a huge number of mathematical proofs that are based on the law of contradiction, that any contradiction you read shows that you've made a mistake, have to be thrown out. You're not allowed to use the law of contradiction as a logical rule. It's only an empirical rule. So it actually changes the character of mathematics. And by the way, in a way that's very interesting for quantum theory, because in quantum theory, you don't just have true or false. You get multiple possible states that a system can be in, most famously associated with this experiment called Schrödinger's cat, in which the cat can be both alive and dead at the same time, in some sense, in terms of the mathematical equation that describes the condition of that cat. So Brouwer's intuitionism is a really important corrective to our overconfidence in assuming that our inherited notions of what is logic are correct. Notice, however, that de facto, in the case of Frege and Russell, Frege and Russell's logicism, and de jure for the others, the connection between mathematical truth and physical truth has been made contingent. And we will be exploring this further in the next lecture.